Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for July 1 in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and the goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property everywhere we go, using the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. Also to use the checks and balances wisely put in place by our founders, and to use God's laws as our guide. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I know we've been talking about that a lot lately on the program. And normally I realize that a lot of our listeners, in fact, most of our listeners, are not members of the Mormon Church or the LDS Church, known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. However, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints headquarters is in Salt Lake City, and Salt Lake City is becoming ground zero in the culture war. And I think no other broadcast has the guts, the integrity, the willingness to share details of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and their leadership regarding this same-sex marriage scenario. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says governments can do what they want, and we acknowledge that fact. However, the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints remains the same. We believe in a marriage between one man and one woman. And sex within that marriage is, that legally and lawfully wedded marriage, is of God and great. Sex of any kind outside of that relationship is a sin. And with that general premise, it comes from God, and we're not at liberty to change it. So the church is releasing all kinds of documents to church leaders and to the members and to the world at large. The family, a proclamation to the world, is one great example. The latest marriage document in response to the Supreme Court case decision, which we read, is another one. But they also are sending out a letter that Kurt referred to last hour to leaders of the church across the country in the United States and Canada, and to the members at large. All the members are supposed to hear it, all the adult members, male and female, by the way. But I want to just refer to one piece of this pie in this discussion. Again, I don't know if you want to call them lines drawn in the sand. I'm not trying to make it a fight. I'm just telling you. They say, consistent with our fundamental beliefs, church officers will not be using or will not employ their ecclesiastic authority to perform marriages between two people of the same sex. In other words, bishops, equivalent to like pastors, etc., leaders of congregations, will not be using their ecclesiastical authority to marry people of the same sex. And the church does not permit the use of its meeting houses or other properties to be used for ceremonies, receptions, or other activities associated with same-sex marriages. Nevertheless, all visitors are welcome to our chapels and to our buildings, to our properties, as long as they respect our standards of conduct while there. The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us to love and treat all people with kindness and civility, even when we disagree. Anyway, it goes on and says we need to treat people kindly. And hey, you know what? We support the rights of all, and we want to grant everybody as many rights as they, you know, deserve, as long as they don't conflict with our religious rights. The church insists on its leaders and members' rights to express and advocate for their religious convictions on marriage, family, and morality free from retribution or retaliation. As members of the church, we are responsible to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anyway, it goes on, Kurt, but anything else that you've read the details of this too? Anything else? By the way, welcome to the Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. You know, I did read it, and, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, for the stance and the position. And I think we need more of that from, individuals and churches everywhere.
Well, and that's why I bring it up, Kurt, because the Baptists are speaking out, too, and saying, hey, we're not going to go along with this. This is against God's laws. And I want to commend the Baptists And, you know, if any listener has those statements that they're willing to read on the air, 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397. There's a lot of religious organizations standing up, and a lot of them are starting to link arms, Kurt. At the World Congress of Families, that's one of the things that they do, too. So there are other leaders standing up, but I'm just telling you right now that I look to people, to leaders of organizations, etc., that are providing appropriate guidelines about where to draw the line, how to draw the line, what we should do to be as close to the Prince of Peace in terms of our demeanor as we possibly can, but at the same time not compromise ourselves. That balance is very difficult to achieve is the point. And so when leaders are really working at that hard and spending a lot of time and receiving inspiration from God through so, Kurt, I want to look to them for guidance. And I want to look to them, whether it's the Baptists, the Mormons, the Protestants, whoever, the Catholics, whoever is standing up for morality and for the proper role of God's laws, I want to support and give a kudos and a thank you to. And so, anyway, I thought that was worth at least reading and focusing on. Just so you know, the Mormon Church says it will not change the doctrine given to us by God. We don't have the authority to change God's laws, period. And we're not going to use our facilities or anything that we have to promote this agenda and or support. Our leaders will not be performing same-sex marriages. They just won't. Now, the showdown comes when governments or gay and lesbians come back and say, you know what, we want you to marry us. And then if a church leader says no, we're not doing that, then is there a lawsuit? What happens next? And the article, or the document, I should say, if you go to LDS.org, you can probably find it. Go to the newsroom, and it's there. Finishes by saying, look, we want to be as kind to everybody and as accepting and as welcoming to God's children, no matter what they believe, as we possibly can. At the same time, we want to reach out in kindness, but we want the same in return. And I think that's a critical point to make, Kurt, because if we're going to be kind and tolerant and, you know, put the olive branch forward and advocate for the protection of people, that no one should be persecuted or no one should be wronged or abused or ridiculed or et cetera for their beliefs, we should treat everyone with respect and kindness, even if we disagree, then we would hope for the same. And the problem that I see is we're not getting that at this time. But then they finally finished by saying, we hope that everyone could pray for and work towards this kindness and gentle behavior, even to those who you disagree with. I think it's a wise counsel. So there you have it, Kurt. Any else on that?
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's real easy when it comes to telling others to, what would you
blankety
say?
Blankety blank and flat.
You know, you must tolerate my views, you know, if you don't, you're just not nice, etc. And then when the shoe's on the other foot, oh, you know, it's just, yeah, doesn't seem to be.
I do believe the liberals and those who want to violate God's laws, though, Kurt, get pretty exercised and pretty violent and pretty in your face and pretty, well, their tolerance goes away quickly. You see that in all the liberal events. And so you're going to see more. The Christians, the followers of Christ, become more gentle, more kind, more patient, more tolerant, but yet, I don't want to say drawing the line in the sand, but standing with God. And maybe God's drawing the line in the sand, huh? All I'm telling you, and then those who don't respect that, and you're going to see, on one hand, the Christians become more gentle and kind, more appropriate, more forgiving and understanding, and then you're going to see those others become more violent, more abusive, more aggressive, more hostile, more whatever words you want to say, and all I can tell you is see the difference and then decide which side you're on, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you got that. Any, I guess Jim Carrey's in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. The
guy's goofy.
You know, Hollywood type. Well, in this case, the headline from the HollywoodReporter.com. Now, I don't really recommend that as a news source. But anyway, the headline from there, Jim Carrey slams school vaccine legislation. He says it's poisoning more children. This is after Governor Brown, he called Jerry Brown out there, a corporate fascist who must be stopped. This is after this new legislation that requires all public school children in California to be vaccinated starting in 2016. He's been an outspoken critic of these vaccinations. He says governor needs to be stopped. I don't know. Maybe he'll be running for governor.
I agree with Jim Carrey on this. I guess I just don't understand why he hasn't really stood up much before now after they already slammed the door shut, Kurt. And then he decides
to
speak up. I wish he would have spoken more.
I've heard him speak up a little bit before, but like you say, most of us, we wait way too long. They say the new legislation removes personal belief exemptions to vaccinations for religious reasons. He was once in a relationship with a lady, a public face of the anti-vaccination movement. She said her son developed autism after receiving a vaccination.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby on your radio. We got White Rose in Colorado that wants to chime in. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Sam and Kurt. How are you guys?
Marvelous, my friend. What's up?
I got a couple of points to make and questions and points.
All right.
You do know that faith and belief are not the same thing, do you not?
You know, we can debate terms. We can get into theology if you'd like. I agree that faith and belief are somewhat different. I'll give you an example. Satan believes that Christ lives. That doesn't mean that Satan has faith that Christ can save him. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so faith is actually trust. Faith is trust in the unseen Father.
Yeah, but it's more than just trust, though. Faith without works is dead. So faith is trust, but it's also an action word.
I realize that. But basically, faith is trust in the unseen Father.
Okay.
And belief is actually an opinion, and that opinion could be right or wrong. Okay? So that's the end of that subject. Okay? After I'm
done, right,
then you
sure
can address it. Another thing is, what is racism? Isn't racism, when it boils down to the very bottom, isn't racism just an opinion? Isn't an opinion, it could be right or wrong, but it's only wrong if acted upon in, under falsehood.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why we really stand against the thought police, and you know, anybody should be able to believe and speak as they wish.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
So racism doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, because there could be good parts of it, because we're all part of a race, and we're all different, and all races are equal, as equal as an apple is equal to an orange, okay? So the whole racism thing is all ginned up in order to cause division, okay? And then I got another question to ask you about the church.
Sure.
And about the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Who come up with the term, the coined the phrase saint?
Well, let's back up for a second and say that biblically saints was used to denote those who publicly and privately did their best to follow Christ. So biblically, I would say the prophets came up with the term saints under the inspiration of God, is what I would say. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
I'd probably try to look up the reference and go from there, but I agree with what Sam said.
But was it not the Pope who coined that phrase, one of the original?
I don't think so, because the Bible came before the Catholic Church came into prominence, if you will, and I would say that the Bible refers to saints also.
Let's say the use of the word saints and the creation of saints was drummed up by the Catholic Church. I believe the use of saints is a psyop to try to attempt to get to the ego of people in order to get them to join up. I think it's a whole ego thing. I think the word saint is not a good thing to use, to tell you the truth.
I understand. And what you're saying is that's your belief.
It's your ego. It's attacking your ego. It's trying to make you want to be something special, be something above everybody else. I think it's wrong.
Okay.
And Jesus said, don't pray in public. He says, go into your closet and pray. So I don't even think churches should be, we should all have our own separate, individual, personal faith in Yeshua Emmanuel, known to us as Jesus, and we should have our own personal relationship with him, the exact opposite thing that the Pope says. The Pope says we're not supposed to have a personal relationship with Jesus.
All right, so let's stop there.
He's the false prophet.
Let's stop there, and I'm going to say this. I respect your belief that saint is a derogatory term designed to point at the ego of individuals and separate themselves out as someone on high. I respect your belief. I disagree with it in the sense that I believe saint came from the Bible. The origins of it came from prophets before the Catholic Church became into prominence. The Catholic Church claims they got their authority from Jesus Christ himself, but the term saints have been used plenty of times before that. Quote, authority was even granted, if you will, during the ministry of the Savior himself. So I think that, like anything, this is just my personal belief now, I think like anything, something good can be perverted by Satan. The counterfeit can therefore be floated, if you will. But the truth is, saint in its original term was intended to denote somebody who truly did try to follow Christ, and they are truly doing their very best to live as the Prince of Peace would want them to live. And so are there counterfeits? Absolutely. Do some people let it get to their ego? I'm sure so. However, the question is, what would you call a person who truly does their very best to follow Christ, who is baptized by authority, and who does their very literal best to live that way? They make mistakes, so they sin. In some degree, they could be called a hypocrite because they're not perfect. But at the same time, they're genuinely doing their best. Would it be appropriate to call them saints? And the goal isn't really for you to answer that rhetorical question. I'm just making a point that there is God. There is a counterfeit. Most people fall somewhere in between there, and only God knows the heart. But I would submit to you that saint could be a good or a bad term, depending on who uses it and how. etc. So do you have any more questions, or that's just my response?
It's my contention that the word belief is a very dangerous word to use. I think we should use belief a lot less.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. And that's just my opinion.
Sure. That's your belief. I understand.
And, okay.
And you know what?
Now, the thing about the transgender people, there's a very simple solution to that. If somebody says that they feel that they're a man or a woman rather than a man, and they want to live in somebody's house with some other women, but they're actually a man, I think they should be made to prove that they think they're a man. Because if they don't prove that they think they're a man, they could just be lying.
Well, you're right about that point. All right. Anything else?
No.
Thanks so much
for today.
All right. Appreciate it, Kurt. You want to respond to any of that? I agree with the general point that we need to use belief a lot less. I do believe that a man should be entitled to his beliefs, and government shouldn't get in the middle of those beliefs. Whether I agree or disagree with them is not the point. We have the First Amendment, which means we should leave people alone for their beliefs and or the speech that they have. When people act upon those beliefs, though, and harm another, then there's an issue. But until then, I think people ought to be able to have their beliefs, right or wrong, Kurt.
Well, and then on this whole saints things, I like the phrase where the one guy said, well, if you think a saint is just a sinner who keeps on trying, then maybe that's me. But and then on the origination of the word, wasn't that an NFL football team? You know, but anyway.
There you go. So I don't know. It's hard to say. The reason I'm hesitating, Kurt, is I'm not shy or afraid to articulate my views. At the same time, you know, I agree with the caller in that, you know what? Opinions are different than faith. Faith is a belief in something not seen, or, confidence in something, trust in something not seen. Faith is also an action word of doing, not just talking. Faith without works is dead, for example, says the Bible. And so, you know, I do have faith that people can truly be saints, that people truly can try to follow Christ and do their very best. And could you point out somebody's hypocrisy or somebody's, you know, were they a hypocrite? I'm sure so. When people aren't perfect, it's pretty easy to do. You know, there's one joke that somebody says, hey, you know what? Look at the church. Look at the steeple. Open the doors and see all the hypocrites. You know, the church is for sinners. None of us are perfect. And, you know, there are people that literally genuinely have pure hearts and real clean hands and are doing their very best. My mother's one of those, for example. It's hard for me to say that I'm one of them, per se. I try. I hope to be a saint, but I'm sure I fall short. All I'm telling you is that I do believe there is. What we can't do is get so cynical in life, Kurt, that we can't believe in a genuine effort by anybody, so we tear it all down. We can't go there. We got to have hope in something. We got to have faith that leads us to action. To do the very best we can to follow the Prince of Peace. And whether saint's too elevated of a term? I don't think so. I think hopefully it denotes those who are genuinely trying, and those who are hypocrites might need to repent. I probably need to repent, huh?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind, He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Crosby put me on an assignment. He didn't realize that he did. He doesn't even know that he did, but he did. I'm going to tell you about it really quick. See, what happened? Here's the deal. Kurt and I used to go into the studio together, and then we got separated. Our families had different responsibilities for a while, and so I got really mad and created Audio Compass, the software that I developed, so that we could both have our own studios, but sound like we're in the same studio. And I developed that, and we got it done, and it's been phenomenal ever since. Well, now Kurt Crosby has given me a different task. You see, Kurt Crosby loves nature walks, folks. And now my task is, can I take that software, put it in a little teeny box that Kirk Crosby could just like walk on his nature walk and connect via, say, cell phone data or Wi-Fi or something like that? And how about if he's just walking on his nature walk and he's able to broadcast? What do you think of that, Kurt? I think you've kind of assigned me with this latest article, right, for this task. I'm working on it, sir.
Great point. I was unaware that I gave you that assignment, but it is an interesting thing. I guess they did a study to figure out that, hey, it's kind of a good thing to go on a hike and, you know, into nature, and makes you, I don't know, maybe a little more focused or less jittery, et cetera. But I don't know that you would have needed a study to figure that out. Right, Sam?
I know what you're saying. But I guess there's a new whole study out about this even, Kurt. That's
yeah,
why it's so
yeah,
important.
They say it suggests that nature walks are good for your brain. Now, I would say they're probably good for, well, additional parts of you. But bottom line is, you know, hey, I recommend you get out there, and maybe Sam is right, if he could just equip me with the stuff that I need so that I can head up the mountain with the dogs, looking for the rabbits, and doing the broadcast at the same time. Hey, you know, that would probably be an improvement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then Kirk Crosby could be walking around broadcasting live on his nature walks. But I guess this new study says, hey, nature walks are not only good for your body, good for your brain, good for everything, right, Kurt?
Well, that's what they say. And
you think it's hogwash?
You know, I thought, well, you know, I do think that at least occasionally stories like this will, you know, bubble to the top. And, you know, at least it gives us food for thought. They say the recent research showing that these short micro breaks spent looking at a nature scene have a rejuvenating effect on the brain. They boost levels of attention, and they also, well, found that kids who attend schools featuring more greenery, they fare better on cognitive tests. I thought there was way more greenery in schools. I'm talking about greenbacks, you know, all that money that were spent, than I'd ever want to see anywhere. But anyway, they say yet another addition to the literature has now arrived. But this time with an added twist, the cognitive neuroscience study, meaning that not only that benefits from a nature experience were captured in an experiment, but also that their apparent neural signature was observed through brain scans. Yeah.
This is all way too complicated for me, man. I'm telling you, when you get out there and get some fresh air and brisk walk and get your heart beating and feel the outside and appreciate God's nature and, you know, nature's God, and it's, man, you just feel better, Kurt. I just don't think it's too complicated.
I know, Sam, but you can't pay somebody big bucks, you know, especially tax dollars, unless they put some fancy words on those pages.
I think I support this study, and I agree with them, Kurt, and I don't know that I understand all that complicated stuff. Maybe I'm just not smart enough, Kurt.
They say this brain scan research can be controversial, and if it's not as if conditions like depression have a single simple cause. So they say, as with all research, hey, guess what, Sam? You need more research. Just remember that whenever they use the word research, there's going to be a need for more of it. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, like you said, get out there and go for a hike, go for a walk. Now, lately when I've been doing those, it's been a little bit warm in our area, up to 100 degrees in the days, and you know, it's kind of like we're in the desert almost around here, Sam.
Yeah, and what I would recommend, though, is go really early in the morning, Kurt, or really later in the evening.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
To kind of combat that,
or
whatever.
Did you do a study to figure that out?
No, I just kind of thought it's a little cooler then and stuff. And
yeah.
When the government tells me that's when it's okay to water my lawn, then I think it's probably good, you know.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder about that, those times that are preferred to water your lawn. I mean, but anyway, you know, that's just, yeah. If they tell everybody to water their lawn in the middle of the night, wouldn't the water pressure be kind of low then?
Well,
but anyway,
I don't know if I can handle all those complications either, Kurt. I'm just telling you that, hey, when it's cooler, it's easier for me to do stuff.
Yes.
That's simple, and I can't really handle all that, you know?
Yeah, good point.
You know, I try to make things not very complex. And so, anyway, I thought it was a cool study. And so I'm going to be working on that technology for you, Kurt.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and get that done, you know.
Get me a little mini mic that I can have right there. You know, kind
it'll
of
be like a lapel.
My nose.
Just clip on your collar there, buddy.
You know, yeah, okay.
Yeah, nature walks are good for your brain. All right. Well, these studies aren't good for my wallet. I can tell you that right now. All right, Alibaba in the news, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the Alabamans, well, they're not exactly going along with the whole Supreme Court deal, Sam.
Alibaba's not?
I mean, Alibaba. Oh,
isn't that
sorry,
the Chinese people, Kurt?
Alabama. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to Alabama yet.
Sorry.
I'm Alibaba. This is this Chinese
Alabama.
Billionaire guy.
Yeah, old
Jack Ma, whatever name
they call him.
Yeah,
you know, M.A. Jack Ma. The guy has made a recent purchase, Sam, and you know, he thought, well, I got a few extra millions, and so, you know, he's from China, so of course, well, he bought land in New York. Yeah, I mean, and that makes perfect sense. I guess he bought a hunk of ground in what they call the Adirondacks, and as far as I understand, that's not exactly in the middle of New York City, quite a few, quite a few acres. Turns out the $23 million or so that he spent makes the cost per acre, you know, just above $800. So he's got some trout facilities. He's got some, tree farms. There was even a logging operation there that apparently he shut down as soon as he bought it. But anyway, bottom line is Mr. Jack Ma from the Alibaba or whatever it is, the guys that compete with Amazon, as far as I understand, he's bought a little ground. Yeah.
So what's he going to do with it all, Kurt?
Well, you know, he says
it's just like an environmental move or what?
Conservator, you know, yeah, something like that. But, I don't know that he needs it for tax purposes or anything like that. But I think, you know, when you have money, you know, you want to buy stuff. And, you know, otherwise you just sit there and hold that paper money and that's not.
Yeah, who wants that? I can hear that. All right, I agree with Jack Ma on one thing. That is, who wants paper American money? All right. Iowa polls in the news, Kurt. I guess that right after the New Hampshire poll, huh?
Well, that's right. It looks like Donald Trump is getting some...
Good old Don.
The CNN boys have this headline, Iowa poll, after New Hampshire, Trump takes second place. Now, it's interesting, at least it kind of reminds you of the time when they reported about Ron Paul, and they said, so-and-so won, and so-and-so got third. We forgot to tell you about second. But anyway, in New Hampshire, I guess, Donald Trump, really looked good, but I guess he took second place there in the latest New Hampshire polls. He's also claiming, they say, the silver in Iowa, where he's hot off his announcement, etc. By the way, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker continues to lead the Republican field in the Hawkeye State, while they say Ben Carson tied with Trump for second. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? So they say, you know, this shows you how the headlines can read. See, a headline that says Trump takes second, you know, doesn't even promote the actual real leader, and then it forgets that Ben Carson tied with him. They say Walker's going to announce later this month. Do you think he really will, Sam?
No.
And by the way, they got Rand Paul and Ted Cruz just right 1 point behind him at 9, where Jeb Bush is down the list, thank goodness.
Oh, no. Jeb Bush is taking it by storm, buddy. Not only that, Chris Christie's coming on.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, I found this story very fascinating. Since you're the resident health expert and herbal Nazi, I thought I'd bring this story to your attention. Antibiotics are effective in appendicitis, study says. Now, for hundreds of years, Kurt, for more than 100 years, the standard treatment for appendicitis has been would be surgery. But now they say most patients can be treated with antibiotics alone. The study, published on Tuesday, I guess 3 out of 4 who took antibiotics turned out well and didn't need surgery, and they were no worse off even if they needed surgery after waiting and trying antibiotics first. The time has come to consider abandoning routine appendectomies for appendicitis, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well, do you think that'll stop him? Do you
Heck
think
no.
Cutting them out?
Do I think it should stop? Yeah. Do I think it's a great study and a great truth and we ought to try it? And absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot less invasive, a lot less expensive, Kurt. The time has come to consider abandoning routine appendectomy for patients with uncomplicated appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And when they say uncomplicated, I assume that means no other... What's the word? No other compounding illnesses or issues. Anyway, Dr. Edward H. Livingston, he's a surgeon and he's an editor at the Journal. I guess he was not involved with the study. He wrote that, hey, we got to use antibiotics in this case. Now, another doctor then says, well, antibiotics aren't sufficient, Kurt. We got to take care of the problem quickly and permanently. I guess so. Other people have like abdominal abscesses or perforated appendices. Anyway, there's all kinds of other complications that can be, I don't know if you call them companion complicate, but they're not saying that if there's other issues, Kurt. They're just saying in a standard appendicitis issue, you can solve it. So, more recent research shows that, hey, you don't have to take it out. They actually even did some research, Kurt, that some people, if they just rest, get better on their own. They don't even need anything.
Oh, Sam, I mean, you're going to ruin the whole pharmaceutical and medical.
Buddy, this is Dr. Livingston and others. This isn't me. I'm just like a layman running around going, what? Really?
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point. You know, it's just. It's very interesting, isn't it?
Now, they say, believe it or not, most of the complications turned out to be infections at the site of the incision. And so if you don't do those incisions, Kurt, you never have that problem, just so you know.
That means where you got cut, you got infected.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, I find it funny. They said they're going to do a new study with a less power antibiotic that was used in the first study and see what happens. And my response is, if you're not careful, they'll use that study to discredit the whole thing, though, Kurt. They say it could cost the medical system more in the end to keep treating these people unnecessarily. And that's why this is being brought up, Kurt. And the biggest concern of all is infections. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what to think about it, Kurt.
Well, I think we just find one once again that the reason the body has certain things is not so that the medical world can extract them.
Good
there's
point.
There's a purpose for them, and there's ways to improve health. You know, like you can get sick, but you can get well as well.
What? Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good news. And by the way, the Commandments Monument, Kurt, must go. It cannot remain court rules. The Associated Press has the details. Dateline Oklahoma City. Got to shut that down, buddy. Yeah, in Oklahoma City, a Ten Commandments monument on the Oklahoma Capitol grounds is a religious symbol and must come down, buddy. I guess the court just ruled another monument was privately funded by a Republican legislator. It's religious in nature, buddy. It's integral in the Judeo-Christian viewpoint, and therefore it's got to go. Yeah. The Supreme Court just shut it down, buddy. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it sounds like another place for the folks to say, hey, nullification, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the Supremes are out of control.
Amen to that. Well, not only are we denying God on one hand, but the next headline says the Justice Department report is out now, Kurt. The report says that police escalated tensions in Ferguson.
No.
Yeah? A draft report from the Justice Department says they were out of control, Kurt. They cranked things up with military-style tactics. They were involved in unnecessary force. Mm-hmm. They used a show of force, which highlighted the use of growing military capabilities. Snipers trained their rifles on protesters, and officers patrolled city streets in an armored truck that was built for combat. Others pointed assault rifles at civilians, and the cops are flat out of control, says the Justice Department. They serve to escalate rather than to de-escalate. The overall situation is the bottom line of the report, Kurt. Pretty soon you're going to be believing in the Justice Department, aren't you, Kurt?
I bet you're shocked at this finding.
I'm not really shocked that it's true. I'm a little shocked that the Justice Department just rolled forth with that.
Yeah. Now, my question for you is this going to get a lot of coverage?
Well, it's hard to even say. I kind of think the whole goal is to say, hey, the local cops are too belligerent. They're out of control. Got to have the federal cops roll in. We're the ones that are peaceful. We're the ones that know how to respect your rights. We're the ones that are properly trained to accomplish this. You know, that's kind of my guess, Kurt. Expanded FBI or, you know, CIA or something is what they're pushing for, probably. Now, did you also hear the government got their hands slapped on the AIG deal, Kurt? Court slams feds for illegal AIG bailout. Did you see this?
So now they're going to return all the
no,
money.
No, buddy, hold on. Wait a minute. No. They just say that the government was wrong and shouldn't have done it. They illegally took a controlling stake in AIG during the 2008 financial crisis. And, well, the insurance companies deserve no damages, Kurt, because, well, the firm would have gone bankrupt. So they did wrong, Kurt, but they had to do it, and there's no accountability. Got it?
Yeah, that's really good. That's going to make them hold off from doing it again, I'll tell you what. You know, they're going to have another thing coming, of course.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, did you know teenagers are losing confidence in the American dream?
You know, Sam, I find that really unusual and tough to believe. What do you think? I mean, you know.
Man.
Imagine with all the positive stuff out there and all the good.
Well, if they listen to Liberty Roundtable, then I don't believe it.
Well, good point.
Now, they say compared to their counterparts in recent years, high school seniors in the mid-1990s seem to have a whole lot more faith in the power of the ability to earn money, et cetera. And, you know, the American dream is a slipping. And they're kind of wondering why people are, you know, losing confidence, Kurt. Would you like to answer that why?
Well, it could have something to do with the abandonment of God's law. Sam, what do you think? I mean,
there's no doubt when you keep the commandments of God and you remember him, you have confidence, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, he's your maker, your creator.
The average teen, or at least a bunch of them, are working on things like creating smart condoms. And that's not smart. But,
well, dumb people creating smart condoms. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, good point.
But, you know, and we just wonder why they've lost confidence in America, we want to say. Is it the job market? Is it the schools? Is it, you know, they're being picked on or bullied? Is it they're not having enough sex? We want to just run around and put every idea to the discussion table, Kurt, except for the one you brought up. And the one you brought up is the only one that's valid. You know, just imagine if children were taught to keep the Ten Commandments, taught to respect one another, taught to follow the Prince of Peace, taught to treat others as they would want to be treated and stuff like that, the Golden Rule or whatever. You know, I'm convinced that we wouldn't have these troubles that they have, Kurt. Just imagine if teenagers and youngsters had appropriate supervision and were taught to believe that, hey, suicide's a sin before God. Thou shalt not kill even thyself. And that sex was a wonderful thing, but within the bounds the Lord has set. And just imagine if children were taught those things. They were taught that they were a son or a daughter of God with divine heritage. And they were put on the earth for a great, wise purpose, to learn, to use their agency, to choose right over wrong, good over bad, and to eventually become like the Prince of Peace and one day to live with him. Just imagine if they were taught those things, Kurt. You think that they would say, teenagers are losing confidence in the American dream? See, I don't think so, Kurt. The American dream was to worship God and to be free to obey God's commandments and worship as they saw fit, right?
Fantastic. Good point, Sam.
So I think you bring up the only real issue, and I think they'll look at everything, Kurt, but that. And that's why they'll always run around and, you know, forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth kind of a thing, as far as I can tell. All right, 2 hours in the can. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully you're all doing fantastic. If you want to click on Help Us Grow at LibertyRoundtable.com and financially support us, we'd be certainly grateful. Live and on-demand radio free at LibertyRoundtable.com. Tell all your friends and download, listen to your heart's content. If you want to turn your phone into a radio, 712-432-5339. Look us up in the special interest section of the Roku, Liberty News Radio as well. We can save America. LibertyRoundtable.com, because this nation shall endure.